best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Good, that's the best one yet.
I am short.
Pizza, pizza.
Showtime!
I use the bathroom.
Nothing wrong with getting a little dirty.
Are you making egg foo young in the kitchen?
We miss Peggy.
Sushi.
It's a Little Thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that'll link it bad. For the show length, go to like the DLNGS.org. And IRC channel is a LinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1096 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe.
Yep, I'm here.
We have Dave.
Hello.
We got Murphy.
Hey there, just Murph.
Yeah, just Murph.
Murph.
Yeah, no more
just
Murphy.
Just plain Murph.
Just Murph. And I talked to Pegball on a regular basis, so I told him that you
nice.
Missed Lucky. Joel. Joel.
Hey, we all miss him.
Yeah.
We all miss him.
Oh, I'll tell him you miss him too, Dave.
Please,
but in a
Dave.
Different way.
Yeah, whatever.
I will. I'll tell you what, man. Boy, did I step into this week. I was talking about how we wanted to move stuff behind the load balancer and all this stuff to do a seamless deployment without having to interrupt production. And, oh, man, did we really screw the pooch on this for some reason. So couple of these applications are behind the service that's called FAM. I don't even know what FAM stands for, but it does some kind of some authentication services for us via keys, and it's this elaborate system that they created through Fastly, which is just essentially Varnish VCL with some enhancements that Fastly throws in there. For their services that they made proprietary. Anyway, so we figured out the process of how we can deploy stuff in our load balancer. The problem was if you had a network endpoint group and it was being used by a backend, you couldn't change the network endpoint group because it wouldn't let you change it because it was associated with a live backend. We found that if you put in there the create before destroy metadata, that it would allow us to create a new backend and swap that in for the old backend, then we can delete the old backend, which means that if we wanted to deploy an application and make a change without a seamless interruption, that we had to move stuff, we just need to deploy a new version, different version, same application under a different name, which is hence the problem that we're having here, because generation one functions to generation two, you have to destroy the generation one function before you can deploy it under the same name as generation two, which causes an outage. So we deploy it under a different name. Now we got all that set up. And so what we wanted to do is take our function, our authoring oembed API function, which is ATP HTTP triggered function, and it's behind our load balancer. So now in development and staging, we want to alter FAM instead of going to the function. It's just going to go to our load balancer. And what really screwed the pooch for us on this is that it was a choice was made to set the backend path off of our load balancer back to the function, and it's just oembed. So what we were doing. What we were doing was rewriting the path on the load balancer so that it goes back. Anything that comes in under oembed goes back. Well, lo and behold, that path is being used already on FAM for another service called oembed. And the service that we have on there that we're trying to trigger, authoring oembed API, we're trying to rewrite the back end of that to go to oembed on our load balancer, but oembed is a path that's being used by another service called oembed. So what appears to be happening, we can't figure this out, is that when you pass the key through and you rewrite the path in the back end, it seems to be going back through authentication and trying to apply the key to the OWN embed instead of authoring OWN embed, and it fails. So we've been spending like the past 2 days trying to figure this shit out, and it's been driving me nuts. It either sends back under the wrong, like completely wrong URL, which goes to our search applications and throws a 404, or it cannot authenticate, and then we get a 401, and so it's such a freaking mess. We should never have set the path. We should just set the thing to what it was in FAM and not try to play fun with it, because now we're stuck because we deployed it all the way through to production, and it's such a huge pain in the butt to remove that shit once we have it in place. But anyway, it's really frustrating. Hopefully I'll figure it out tomorrow. And it's such a pain in the ass because, like I said, it takes like 5 to 10 minutes just to deploy this thing. So you're trying to figure out what the problem is. There's hardly any logging, and it's just, it's so challenging. Logging is in BigQuery, but that really doesn't tell you much. Then our, you know, and we have no idea where it's going. So that's where it's at. And now I'll let Murph take it over, because I got to help my wife with something. So I'll be right back.
Hey, I actually have something I want to talk about.
All right.
Okay.
So this very weekend, on Saturday the 26th, is the Central Pennsylvania Open Source Conference.
Oh, cool.
It's a nice little conference right in the middle of Lancaster, and if anyone's in the vicinity, I would suggest they check it out. It's cposc.org. For Central Pennsylvania Open Source Conference .org.
Interesting.
How many years have they been going?
Oh, 10 or 12 at least.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know, it's been a while. And someone there will be talking about Hacker Public Radio.
Ah. Well,
as in you.
His initials are Murph.
No comment.
Nice. I need
Is it a one-day conference?
It is a one-day conference, yes.
Nice. I need to get out that direction sometime this year, which right now it's not looking good for that. Next month's my trip to Baton Rouge. That'll be fun. And I'm starting to look at doing some things like first form of that company that I've been involved with. They have a summer event called SummerSlam. It's in June. I can't go. I'd love to go, but it's like a big party with all the first form folks, and you get to do a workout and at the headquarters and stuff like that. But my team itself, in like Labor Day weekend, are doing a thing out at Breckenridge, Colorado, which I'm kind of thinking about doing that. I got to see, like, price out what flights would be and stuff like that, and determine if I really want to make the effort to go out there. But so far, at least the people I talk to, I have a huddle once a week, and I usually talk to my coach once a week, and they've been pretty great, and I stand by the products. So, they're definitely helping with my workouts. I take a full post-workout when I do weights, or like tomorrow I'll do it too. So I got a plan. See, that's the thing though, is that the full stack on the post-workout that I take, relatively, I got a plan for it calorie-wise, because it's like, depending on which Formula One I take, it's either 110 or 90 calories for the protein part of it, and then the glycogen replacement is like 170 calories. So I got a plan for that in the diet. So just so that I have the calories for that, because I usually do any of my strength training in the evenings, which is hard to do when I'm on call. But I did it this week, so I got them both in this week. certain things I'm seeing improvements on. Like, I was just thinking about it on Monday when I was doing that trail. There was a couple, like, the way the main trail I go on multiple times per week, usually when I'm in full training season, if I had to stay by nearby, which is definitely the case this week, has these two hills, like on one on the north end of the trail and one on the south end of the trail. The down part is usually, you know, not too, you know, too problematic, but last year this time, like I go up the hill, I would get to the top and like I'd look at my watch and my heart rate would be like, you know, 120, 130, somewhere around there. Now I'm like, I'm climbing that hill and I look and I get to the top, I'm like, my heart was right about 90. So it's like, it's showing that I'm getting improved cardiovascular. So, I mean, it's amazing to me where I am, just a year later, and, I'm down to 229 now. Briefly touched 227, but, you know, it's not important how fast I lose the weight, that I want to do. I only want to do about another 60 pounds, maybe.
A 2 pound variance is extremely negligible.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it could be water weight, it could be the,
yeah,
well, the last that's time you ate.
Yeah, and that's why I'm trying to have all my water drank before 5 and failing miserably so that I pee it all out before I go to bed and I don't have to wake up in the middle of the night. Because I try to drink about a gallon of water a day. So,
that'll do it.
Yep. But it you know, it's certain things like arm curl machine. I did like 2 sets at 100, another set at 110. My tricep
sets
press
of
arm curl,
sets
bicep curl
of how many reps?
A 15.
That's so pretty good.
Yeah. And then like certain ones like the ab machine, I max out the ab machine and I, so because I have it maxed out and go as high as I can on the ab crunch machine, that's 247 and a half on ab crunch. So I do like 6 sets of 15 on that machine when I do upper body. Then I do tricep press. I'm between 150 and 160 on that. Chest press, aka, I guess it's a chest press machine, so it's closest to what many would call a bench press.
Except you're sitting up, right?
Basically, yes. And
still
it's
works the same muscles.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's a
little slightly less on the core because you're not planted at your feet.
Yeah. So, and it's a, that one I'm like, I did the last set at 110 and the first 2 sets at 100, so, which is great for me. I was only not that long ago, I was at like 670 or 80, so I'm, you know, that's getting stronger.
I mean, another 4, 5, 6 months, if you really work chest, you could easily be a 225.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of one of my goals is I thought about it this year, and I definitely wasn't ready, but they do the 5K pump and run at the Arnold. I might try that next year. We'll see. I should be able to do that. But like,
yeah, but they only let you shave off X amount of time.
This is true. Yeah,
and yet, is it benching your body weight?
It's 60% of your body weight.
Oh, my God. So, I could do that all day.
Yep. I can't yet, but I started when I, you know, it kind of really never stopped training for hikes / running. So like, my run this morning was 2.5 miles in 30 minutes. And when I started looking at my race I have in June, I was thinking, well, I just want to beat what I did at the hot chocolate. Now I'm kind of toying with the idea to see if I can't do the whole 5K in half an hour. So I'm not that far off. at all. So we'll see. That's June 14th. I think it's either the week after Self or the week of Self. I can't remember. I don't know why that matters because I'm not going. So we'll see. I don't know if I'll ever go down there again. We'll see.
Speaking of Self and circling back to what Murph was talking about, I think Self's call for papers opened today or this week.
Finally?
Yeah. It may have been last week. I don't know. But what, you know, Murph's talking about the CPOSC. I looked at their webpage. I still think it's so cool when these things have a free tier.
Yes.
That's very important. And that's cool.
Yes,
that
is right. It's the same weekend as Self, so I'm definitely not going. June 14th is when the race is. And then my first 20 miler is the week after. So that's okay. And I would have loved this year's theme. This year's theme is retro computing. Damn it. Oh well. So call, and yes, you're right. The call for papers is out there. Still at the same place it's been, the Sheraton Charlotte Airport. See, that's probably one of the things that I'm least noticing, at least as I look at like the different tracking apps I've tried. I don't really think. I mean, is there a web-based open source tracking for exercise? I haven't looked at that.
There was one time. I don't know if it's still developed or not. It's been years since I looked at it. But, yeah, there was one.
And I know most of them probably don't tie into a watch or anything.
Well, yeah,
so.
this would show you the maps that your Garmin tracked. I don't know about all the data.
Well, you do. Yeah, that's right, because you can do GPX tracks on your watch.
Yeah. I know. Nextcloud does it.
Yeah, which wouldn't help for indoor workouts, but it would be okay for outdoor runs.
Yeah.
It's the same thing going like debating at I don't know if I'm gonna have it for the June one, but maybe by the if I get one by the August event, I may see about picking up a Garmin InReach or GPS Map 76i, which are basically both of them have the option to have the Iridium satellite communications. For these hikes, I don't really need it because it's an event. So I mean, there's every 5 to 6 miles, there's aid stations and stuff like that. So it's, yeah, you know, and it's, well, they're always well marked, so it's not like I'm gonna get lost or anything. And they do have people that come back. In fact, you can volunteer to do the event and do it for free, but you would be like the last hikers, you know, so you'd be doing the event yourself as well. So, which I don't, you know, maybe in a year or so when they've completed some, you know. We'll see, but I'm looking, things I'm looking at like in the future, like next year is like maybe going up to do the Letchworth event at Letchworth State Park in New York, or we talked about doing maybe the East Tennessee event, which is nowhere near my dad. Unfortunately, it's about an hour and a half from where my dad is at, but I did say that to my buddy I was talking to doing the event with in June. Well, he's doing all three of them with me. But I said, we can go over and raid my dad's house. I can have him give him some money to get some meat for the smoker and celebrate the event that way. But if we did that, but we'll see. That's in the future. So, and I don't know what else I may do. It depends on how far I end up going with first form. But we'll see what happens with that. I'm just not sure what's all going with that. So I would like to get into some of the workouts and stuff that they do, and they're trying to do. They try to do like community workouts and stuff like that amongst the first form community. So that's really nice. And everyone's I've ever talked to, both in social media as well as in the Legionnaire Connect app, has just been so great. So, but Friday morning, I have my follow up with my sleep doctor, and I'm going to push with him to see about possibly procuring a travel CPAP system, one that can more easily be powered by a battery. They have them that are where the main machine is about the size of a soda can, and can run off of a battery. You can get batteries that'll run overnight, and they also have solar panels. Like I can strap a solar panel to my pack, and as I hike, charge the one I'm not using, not going to use the next night. You know, that way I have a way to sleep. The other alternatives there, I'm going to present to the doctor. I want to like, what, you know, what would your aversion be to me not using the machine for like a weekend camp out or something, like, or backpacking trip? You know, would you be okay with that? Or you know, but on the other side of that too, I've lost 30 or 40 pounds since I've been to the sleep doctor the last time. So it may be time to do another sleep study, and who knows, maybe I may not need it at all. So that's the direction I'm hoping to go, so they don't have to deal with the CPAP anymore.
Give you one of those Daviate sedatives right in the ass.
Yeah, see, my other struggle, too, is they always say you should get 7 to 8 hours sleep, and I'm like, in whose dream world? I haven't had a 7-hour night of sleep in ages.
Now, is that by choice, design, or biology, or a combination?
More yes, like both. My biology.
Both.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even if I go to bed early, like, if say if I go to bed at 9, right, which not going to happen most nights, right, at 4 o'clock, 4 or even as early as 3 o'clock, my eyes will fly open, and I'm up. And I can't go to sleep. You know, and that's it. It's like when my body hits that 5 to 6 hour mark, I wake up. It's just how it is. And
sometimes if my allergies are bad, I'll get about 2 hours of sleep. I'll wake up. I'll be awake for 2 hours, and then I'll be able to go lay down for 2 hours more.
I that wish sucks. That was even that.
I feel for you guys because I have no problem sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't want to get up sometimes because I'm enjoying it so much. What about you, Dave?
I slept more when I was working. I don't get in bed as early as I used to. Yeah, because just because of the hours I worked that I chose to work. But I still get up super early, 3:45 most days. But I'm in bed by 9 or 10. So I'm not getting, you know, 8 hours. I tried to get 7.5 or 8 when I was working.
They always say that you should avoid screens like, well, like you, right? Now. But I don't know any way an IT person can do that, to be honest.
Is work bothering you all the time?
No. Oh. No, I'm not past 8 o'clock.
I have trouble going to sleep. I have to have a TV on.
That's
cannot go to sleep without it. And it's not because I'm thinking. You know, it's not because my mind's active.
That's never been a problem, apparently.
No, never.
See, for me, it's... Now, I do usually sleep with headphones on. You know, I'll put a podcast or some music on and set a sleep timer. But that's my problem too. But once I get to sleep, I'm good. Yeah, and I can. I usually don't have the problem of waking up in the middle of the night, with a couple exceptions. One, if I just was stupid and drank like a big old 32-ounce thing of water right before bed, then I get up.
But, then you got a water bed.
Yeah, or not enough, not because I, you know, I usually get up to go, but yeah. But then the other
you,
one
you know
is,
what? You know what you can do, Joel? You just get a bedpan. You just roll over, be in the bedpan, and take care of it in the morning.
Make sure you get out of bed. Suggest a catheter, man. Man.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you're into catheters, I guess. Whatever.
No.
You can hook an AI up to it. It can analyze your urine AI, while you're sleeping.
And it's report like it Dr. to Toilet Garmin on the for show you. Scrubs, man. Jeez. But the other is if and I actually had this once in the last month or two, so that might, you know, there might be a call for another study Friday. Well, I'm that's kind of hoping that because I woke up and you what happens is when your pressure's too high, you get what they call aerophagia. So what happens is it's blowing too much air into you as you sleep, and instead of just keeping the airway open, it goes down and fills your stomach up.
And then you float to the ceiling?
No, not the
You end gas. Up with gas.
Busy lifting levels.
No, to the
ceiling and start farting your way around the
room. You get this giant ass air bubble in your gut. It will wake you up.
Yeah, and I bet it will.
I wake up, rip my mask off.
And burp.
Let out a huge ass burp and then go back to sleep.
Turn your damn pressure down.
I could. You know,
why don't you?
Because then the doctor will be like, I don't want to do anything with you anymore.
No, my doctors do get annoyed with me when I go and see them about my CPAP
exactly.
machine.
Exactly.
Because I've tweaked the settings. But then they go and because it's all recorded, you know, how much I slept and how well I slept. And they're
yes.
like, yeah, you're in that range. Okay, you're fine. Why did you adjust it yourself? Because it would have taken 3 months for you guys to get me an appointment
then
and get in
get
here
to
and
study.
Get it done.
And get all that stuff done. Yeah, I mean, the
if I end up gasping, the pressure goes up a bit. If I end up farting, the pressure goes down a little bit.
Farting,
or belching.
Perfect.
Farting or belching.
I mean, I get the protein farts, man.
Yeah, that's right. The suppository blocks the farting.
Look, there's a big difference between the CPAP farts
and
protein
farts. Yes.
One of them... Won't wake the dead.
That
the other one will.
I was going to say
CPAP farts were a thing until today.
Protein farts will definitely wake the dead because they stink to high heaven.
Yes.
Oh, I know that because on Easter I ate about a dozen deviled eggs.
Yep, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Cool Hand Luke, I ate a gob of them.
Hey, see,
you know,
I like them. I like them. Beans.
No, what does it for me is mostly like chicken fat, and
okay.
I love chicken thighs. And I had chicken thighs tonight, and I had some chicken fat. And
it
then
makes
I make,
you fucking
it makes,
fart.
Oh, makes me have terrible stinky farts.
Dan's a dark meat fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when we were upstairs,
he likes him. He likes himself some dark meat. That doesn't sound good.
My daughter was practicing for her recital tomorrow. My wife and we were all in the living room watching her. She's practicing, and my wife is like, "Oh my god, what is this?" And I said, "Damn it, dog!"
Blaming the dog on your fucking chicken farts.
Oh, by the way, Joel, my wife says she's really, really, really impressed with the lifestyle change you made. Congratulations.
Good. Buy my stuff.
Chicken farts, Dave Yates. Chicken farts.
Yeah, you can tell
protein
your wife
farts.
That Dave is at his all-time high weight.
I would do that.
I'm embarrassed on that,
fat
man.
Fat son of a bitch.
Fat fuck.
I'm not. It's not that I'm not. I'm just eating too much.
How much of it's beard?
Beard. I got a significant amount of beard trimmed.
Oh.
I mean, it's still long.
Did
but
you
it's,
did
it's
you
about
lose
half
your
as long.
Your strength after that?
Lost, yes, like Samson.
Yeah, about half of it. Yeah.
Dave is like Samson and Delilah.
Now, I spent 6 good hard days working in the woods making a trail. I've got like 6 or 8 acres, and I'm 7 acres, and I'm cutting a trail through it with a lot of chainsaw work.
You have 6, you have 7 acres?
Yeah.
Behind your house?
Nice.
Yeah.
How much of that is woods?
It's all woods.
It's all woods.
Yeah.
And, you got a little backyard or anything?
I got an acre of grass.
Now, I'm curious, is that like your land or is it protected land?
It's my land. It's my mother-in-law lives on one end of it, and we live on the other. So I cut a trail between my house and her house. So me
you
and
cut
my
a trail
grandson
between could... your house and around her house, right? Is that what you did?
No. But me and my grandson will walk through the woods to go visit her now. But I'm making a big loop out of it, and you know, just making a bigger trail.
Okay, number one, you don't work.
No.
Number two, why are you making your mother-in-law walk all the way to your house? You should go pick her up.
No, she doesn't walk here. I walk there.
Oh, you walk there.
Yeah, she's 96. She can walk.
Oh, so you.
But she's not going to navigate.
She want to take your time getting there, so you don't have time.
Dave, I got a question for you. Yeah. How is this acre of grass helping out your retirement income?
I think I must be doing it wrong, Murph.
So do you have plans for that 7 acres, or are you just going to let it just stay
beautiful
forest?
Well, it's probably going to stay forest because my oldest daughter, when she got married, she was looking to build, but it was too expensive to build, so they got a good deal on my son-in-law's first cousin sold him a house pretty cheap. They live in Easley, which is about 6 miles away.
A lot of nepotism going on.
I don't know
there.
If they'll build or not, but you know, if they do, they'll build on our land. And my youngest daughter is just passed her dental hygiene national board. Just got the results today. She's very excited about that.
Congratulations.
She graduates next Friday. Then it's all over, but the wedding. And there's talk of that next year, maybe. So, I don't know that she'll end up building there because her boyfriend's got some land. So I don't know. It's probably just going to stay woods.
You should hook your daughter up with Roland Golfer when she gets her first job so that she can get his, open molar.
Yeah.
There you go.
I thought he was going to say she should get a job in Iverness, Scotland, or wherever he's at. It's Iverness in Ireland or Scotland? It's where Loch Ness is. Where's that?
Yeah.
In? What country is
Scotland.
Scotland. I think he's in Iverness.
Yeah, I think so too. Good guy. I miss him.
Yeah.
Do you miss him, Murph? Is Murph still there?
Murph is still here. Sorry, I missed that.
But Roland Golfer.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard from him in ages.
Yeah.
Or I haven't heard from him or... Was he the one? No, was who was the one that did the artwork? I can't remember.
Klaatu?
No.
Artwork for what?
Arf Quarren.
Arf Quarren.
Holy crap. Yeah.
It took me a minute to figure out the name. Yeah. He did artwork for the show that Tracy Holtz and I tried to do and didn't really get done. Because things, you know, we're going to do a ham radio show, but.
Was that Linux in the back end?
No, I don't know.
Oh, if Quarren's on Mastodon, just not terribly active.
Okay.
I wonder if I follow him and just don't know it. I did
get some great comments from, speaking of Mastodon, I did get some comments from Claudio Miranda. Thank you so much for your kind words. It's like, you know, people ask me, well, how do you feel? I'm like, I feel like a new man. I mean, I really do. I mean, I'd never thought, like, Garmin does these badges, like, and challenges and that you can sign up for in the Garmin Connect app. And I signed up for the running one for the April, and I and basically the challenge was 50 miles of running activities in the month of April, and I already earned the badge, and I'm not done with April yet, so yeah, I'm running that much. So yeah, I'm doing. It depends. You know, on a weekday, it's between 2 and 2.5, 2.4 miles a day. On the weekends, I may run a 5K on the treadmill or outside, whichever. You know, haven't done an official 5K outside since November, but I have done like 2 mile runs outside since it started getting nicer out. It's been real nice lately. Dirty sinkage waist and pants and shorts. I had 3 pairs of shorts I had bought in when they finally hit Sam's Club that I returned to exchange them for smaller ones because I can wear the smaller ones. So, but it's, you know, one on my leg days, I've been doing a real lightweight, like around 50, on a leg extension machine for 50 reps and 3 sets of that. And this week I upped it by 5 pounds for the last set. So I think I'm going to just do 55. And the whole reason I'm doing the lighter weights is to help strengthen my knees so that I can make sure that my knees are in great shape for what I'm starting to call burpee Thursdays. Oh my God. For the last 6 weeks, we've had burpees. Ugh.
Can I ask a question? I'm sorry. Were you going to ask something, Dave?
Go ahead.
I was going to ask Murph a question.
Yes. Whoa. Okay, you can go ask your question first.
Okay, Murph mentioned Mastodon, then Joel mentioned it. But I think Murph just changed Mastodon servers, didn't he, Murph?
He did.
Yeah, actually, the entire Hackerstown server moved to masto.hackers.town. Okay. A technical issue that they needed to move.
Okay, so it was... You didn't actually have to do it. They migrated you to a new server?
No, we actually all just migrated ourselves, but since they're both run by the same people, it went very smoothly.
Okay, that was my question. Okay. I migrated servers for this bot that I wrote, and that's one of the whole selling points of Mastodon is it's
federated.
Yeah, it's federated, so it's you can move servers anytime you want. I was wondering what your experience was. Mine was very pleasant. It was easy to do, and all my posts, I didn't lose anything. It was cool.
Well, now with Mastodon, it doesn't generally migrate your posts over as well. It migrates your followers.
Yeah, that's
your,
what I
your
mean.
Follows. Right. Your yeah. Followers, you can migrate yourself very easily.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry.
Yeah. It just doesn't migrate your posts. You have to either archive them, or you can boost them, or you know, whatever you need to do to call attention to some of them.
Yeah.
Where do your posts then go? Do they just stay on the old one?
If the old server is sticking around, yeah, they stay on the old one. Otherwise, you can export them all, and I've done that, but I don't know what to do with them once you have them. So I've got an archive. I don't know what to do with it.
Can you import
them? Apparently some open source tools that you can go through them and look through them, but I haven't messed with that yet.
You mean you can't like import them into? I guess that would be a really bad idea. People would really take advantage. That'd be dangerous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, it'd be good if you could pull them into your account, but not really repost them. So if someone looked, you could see them. But I don't know that it does that actually.
Yeah, I was just saying if they allow people to just do. Oh, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, how's that any different than somebody just setting the script up to, if you wanted to do like spamming of a bunch of shit, I don't know.
Yeah, but one of the points of it being federated is you own your data. You can take it with you to your server. So, you know, there's got to be a way to extract the post from the
data. And that's great. Don't get me wrong. But then, like, you know, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
Right.
Once it's gone, you lose all that history. And then I wanted to look back at Murph's timeline and see what he was up to 3 years ago, and now I can't.
Look fast, it's still there now.
Oh, Yeah. Oh, but what I want to ask you, Murph, is the Central Pennsylvania Open Source Conference. I've been looking at their website. They've been doing this for like 20 years, haven't they?
Yeah, something like that. It's been a while.
And you know what? I never hear anything about them. Like,
it's because you don't listen to me.
No. I mean, outside of like you, and not that I've been looking, but I know like you always hear about High Linux Fest and Southeast Linux Fest, but I never hear about them like to that extent. And maybe they are more publicizing it now, but like I'm like, wow, holy crap. That's been going for 20 years, and it was right in my backyard, and I should have gone every year.
Yeah, I think because it's more like open source as opposed to Linux, it's more developer-centric than the Linux hobbyist, which, of course, because we are who we are, we tend to promote it very strongly. I don't think this has that same level of user-generated fervor about it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, but I know they put on a security one that I had gone to way back in the early aughts, and I just wish I was more aware of them on a regular basis. Like I said, they're like, what, an hour away from me? Probably not that much more from you, are they? 2 hours, maybe?
Which one? CPOSC? No, yeah. it's like 3 hours for me. But,
oh, like 3 hours?
What my mom lives out in Pennsylvania, so she's less than an hour away. So that's there you go. Yeah. So I go visit a little and eat her food, and then go to the conference, and then the next day I eat more of her food, and then go home.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And you know that's you know what I don't like about that though, because my mother-in-law used to live an hour outside of Charlotte. And that's where Southeast Linux Fest was. And it poses a problem for me when I would go there is if I would feel guilty if I didn't stop in and see her or stay with her because she always offered to stay there. I could stay for free. But it's an hour away. And it's so hard to go, you know, back and forth between the event.
I guess this works out because it's a one-dayer, so go in the morning, do the convention, and then do the after party, and then go back.
The after party would kill her, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, since it's like that, it's easy. If it was like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah, that'd be a lot of driving then.
Good time. So I'm sorry, I had to help my wife with something, but are you presenting or are you just going? Oh, you're presenting. There we go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I've been exposed. Yes, I'm presenting.
How many?
Coral.
Just one.
Just one? Oh, look at that. Look at you. And spreading the love for Hacker Public Radio, too.
Yep.
You got it. Yeah, that's good. This will be my fifth presentation I've done for them, too.
Damn.
You know, and I got to say something about Hacker Public Radio. It wasn't that long ago that we thought that it wasn't going to exist, and I'm glad it still does.
Yes, bravo to all those people. You know what, Joel? You should do a show or two for them again.
I don't know what I would do, but...
Hey, I finally did one for Hacker Public Radio. I did an intro, because, you know, other than that, I wouldn't be caught dead on a podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm bummed.
You could do anything. You could even do something somebody else did before because you're going to put a different spin on it, Joel. You should go on and talk about your fitness. You can do a whole thing on how they would love to hear it.
Yeah.
Talk about how you're tracking it and everything and all the technology you use and that would be a good thing. There you go. Oh. See, I'm thinking for you, sir.
Yeah.
Joel,
somebody's got to.
Dave could go on there and talk about suppositories, man. That would be like the greatest episode
considering
ever.
Considering I think obesity is something that's chronic in the IT world. I mean, I completely...
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
There's
an
audience for that.
Yeah.
Out there.
I mean, because, you know, I don't know of a single person in the IT world that hasn't struggled with weight or fitness of some sort in the life. I mean, what's our diet? Chips and pizza and yeah, you know.
It doesn't have to be that way though.
Used to be. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. You know what they say? They say a 2XL is a developer small. So that's
yes, exactly.
That's not entirely untrue.
And I can wear a large T-shirts now, baby. Yep.
You know what I think about when I think of this stuff? I think about Peter 64.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I miss it. And you know what? You know what I think about, Dave?
You know what I think about
Peter 64?
What? Dave,
I think to myself, if you did put out an episode on suppositories in Australia, did they take suppositories orally?
No.
Peter 64 would love that question.
Well, you talk about that, though. Dan, you know, when you talk about it, there's two people that it reminds me of. One, our good, dearly departed Link.
Absolutely.
And the other would be 5150. Both have died far too young.
A dragon block?
Our dragon boo, it's a little different story, though. I was cancer, so it's like, you know, fuck cancer. But yeah, I mean, but still, it's like taking care of yourself. I mean, it's something I wish I would have done a lot sooner, and something that I'm glad I'm doing now. And dude, I mean, I weigh less now than I did when I got married. I'm doing stuff that I have never done before, running and stuff like that. And you know, it's like I remember when I used to go up and down the stairs going up to the office here, where I had to kind of walk a little weird going up the stairs because my freaking knees hurt, but now I just walk up like normal. You know, I mean, it's just, I'm so glad I did it, and I don't want to ever go back, and that's what the results I'm trying to get for, not just myself, but for others. So, yeah, maybe I might do that.
You should. You should do an episode on HPR, man. I'm going to tell Kevin O'Brien that you're going to be sending that episode.
Kevin Fallon.
Ken O'Brien. Kevin. Isn't that his name, Kevin? No, I know Ken Fallon runs it.
Yeah, Ken Fallon
runs
it.
But I know
it, yeah.
Isn't it Kevin O'Brien?
Kevin O'Brien, yeah.
Is very evangelical for him. He does a lot of episodes, too.
Yeah, he does. But, yeah. I ought to, yeah, because it's the way, you know, what I tell people, like, especially when we've been getting new people that come to boot camp. Some of them are coming because of me, all right? And, you know, the best thing I could tell people, just start, you know, don't worry about competing with other people. Compete with yourself. Make yourself a better person every single day. And that's what I aim to do. So, I mean,
there you go.
I mean, I push myself to do things I haven't done before. You know, I got a 10K. I will say the 10K is scaring me more than the hikes are now. You know, so we'll see. Hopefully by the time I get to that 10K, I have gone through all three Mammoth Marches and conquered all three of them. And have I need to go to Hobby Lobby and get one of those metal racks, because I already have one to put on it, my hot chocolate 5K one. But anybody can do it. You just have to start, and you don't have to, you know, do what your body can tells you to do. You know, if it starts to hurt, well, don't do it. You know, do a little less. You know, if you can't do a jumping jack, do a modified jumping jack. If you can't do a pull up, well, I'm doing assisted pull ups because I can't do a pull up yet. So that's like one of the workouts,
if all you can do is flail your arms, then yes, that still burns calories.
Truth. But have you ever heard of the Murph workout, Joe?
We got the pioneer on the show right now. Murph, tell us about the Murph workout.
Different Murph.
Forget
it. Very much a different Murph.
It is a different one.
Lazy bastard.
Don't talk about that guy like that.
No, come on. All right. So they're doing this at First Form during Memorial Day weekend, and it's an event that they're doing because it's Memorial Day weekend and raising money for veterans. So it's a 1 mile run, which I can do that, followed by 100 pull-ups. 200
can't do that.
No.
Nope. Wait. 100 pull-ups?
Yes.
Or that's you mean insane. 100 push-ups?
Oh, that's not all.
No. There's like 5% of people that can actually do more than 30 pull-ups.
Right.
I was going to say 100 pull-ups.
All right, there's more. There's more. So it's 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, followed by another 1 mile run. That's the Murph workout.
I might be able to do 300 body weight squats.
Yeah, maybe. I could do that.
But you know what I'm not going to be able to do the next day?
Raise your arms?
Body weight squats, that won't affect my arms. It will affect my hip. I ain't going to be able to walk the next day.
Well, your pull-ups and your push-ups, though.
I ain't going to get 100 pull-ups. Ain't no fucking way. Look,
just for the record, I'm doing exactly zero of that.
230 yeah, pound people do not do 100 pull-ups.
Correct.
It doesn't happen.
I'm working to get
who does 100 pull-ups? Yeah, I'm looking
almost
at the
nobody. Almost nobody does 100
workout right here, and you're right. It is 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, and 300 air squats. I'm like
yeah.
96 pound nothings.
Yes.
Maybe.
A bunch of women. Seriously, they're talking about it, doing that the Murph Hero workout. Damn CrossFit fuckers.
Oh, are they talking about those fake ass pull-ups where they're mostly just flailing?
I have to see a video of somebody
The CrossFit pull-ups aren't pull-ups. I don't care what anybody says. That's just wiggling.
Now, one thing I've seen. And I might try this. I just need to get the box. But this one said I seen they've been some of the First Form people have been doing is they'll do a burpee, and then a jump up on the box, jump down, and then another burpee, and you do that.
They
for
must
several
be 20
rounds.
Or like 18 or some
well,
shit.
Oh yeah, I'm probably not a lie on some of those burpees. Burpees are the devil. I'm telling you, I could do them. I could do them. I did every single burpee the last five weeks.
I'm not going to.
Do it now. Do I get my chest all the way down to the ground on the that part every time? No, but I do them. You know.
Nope.
And then my coach, after doing that Tabata, the last thing we end with is lower planks. Upper planks, and maybe the tap, the ones where you take your opposite arm and try to touch your opposite leg while balancing on the other hand and leg. I can't do that.
look. As an older guy.
Right.
And for somebody that works out, I am indeed an older guy.
Yes.
I am not trying to do a whole shit ton of explosive movements because yes, that is how you get hurt, even if you're doing them correctly. So I might do some, but I prefer my workouts slow, controlled, and heavy as fuck.
I'm kind of with you on that for the most part. Like I said, I can do burpees and the planks, you know, aren't so bad, except she has us do 60 second
planks. Planks are dumb as fuck.
Oh, I know, but you do planks, strengthen your core with those.
Well, you strengthen your core in one position. It's like plyometrics.
Correct. It is plyometrics.
Yes, but it only strengthens your core in that one position instead of through a full range of motion.
Right.
So, plyometrics, unless you have a reason to be in exactly one position, are dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion, and I'm not a trained professional.
Yes, and neither am I yet. Maybe someday. But, you know, you know, those are things that I'd love to learn how to do. It's like I was talking online in the Legionnaire Connect app, and I'm like, I just want to be able to do, you know, when I retire, I want to have the ability to do a through hike. Yeah, through hike is typically 100 or 200 miles or more, usually more. Like the Arizona Trail is, I think, 700, I think. And you're not doing that all in one day, obviously. You know, you're doing that multiple days. But
I think all that is core specific, because I don't do a lot of core specific because everything works the core.
Right.
Is hanging leg raises.
Yep, I can do those. I can definitely do those.
Now, Joe, and Murph, since you refuse to inform us about the workout you created here, it's interesting. I'm not knocking this at all, but I'm watching like the competition thing here, and I thought it was going to be like 100 consecutive pull-ups that you have to do.
Yeah, that's right? Not going to happen.
It's like they're doing all these exercises
at their own pace
in sets of five. So yeah, it's at their own pace. Five reps, stop, five more reps, and then they're doing them in like 20 sets of five reps.
Oh, okay. That's a little closer to understandable, right. But I know that I would be wrecked.
Oh, yeah.
Long I'm not, before oh, yeah, I got yeah, to, I mean, to that, 50 pull ups.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a lot. You know, and the same thing. It's just like with the push ups are the same way. I'm like, yeah, I mean.
I could probably right now do somewhere between 40 and 50 push ups, just straight right. push ups, before I stop the first time. But the next time I get down, I'm probably only going to get like 10. And then the time right. after that, I'm only going to get like 3. And then that's it.
Yeah, I mean, what I do on Thursdays is essentially a HIIT workout. High intensity. So
are they doing proper pull-ups or are they doing fuck the bar pull-ups?
We don't have a pull-up. We don't have a pull-up bar. Oh, for the
guess, workout? I guess by fuck the bar pull-ups, you mean they're not just going straight up and down. They're for the going Murph like... It's like a rocking motion almost, it seems like.
Is that what they're doing?
There's a lot of movement there.
Okay, yeah.
It's not straight up and down. There's a lot of power.
No. Go look up powerlifting pull-ups, and they just look like they're humping the midair and kind of throwing their chin upwards a little bit and not getting anywhere near the bar.
Right.
I did not expect to hear my name so many times in this podcast.
Yeah, you know what?
We haven't even gotten into Murph's Law yet.
I have the only few that I've seen. Some of like the guy that's was in first place in the thing I was watching. He was getting his chin up to the bar, but it's hard to tell from the angle that a lot of these are shown at whether they're actually getting the chin up above the bar or not. Right. Like I said, there's a lot of. It's like an arc instead of, you know, kind of like pulling straight up and down. It's like an arc going up that you see a lot of rocking back and forth. So whether that chin gets fully up there, I don't know. Trying to do 100 of those is exhausting too.
No, right. But I will say that I have seen like guys that do calisthenics like all the time where they're doing that kip up.
Right.
Where they're pulling their body above the bar. They're basically throwing themselves above the bar and then like holding onto the bar so they don't go flying away. And they'll do that over and over again. That's just crazy to me that they could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to do the Murph workout, but I'm looking forward to maybe looking at have you ever heard of a Spartan race?
Yeah.
Is that where guys with abs are chasing you?
Well, there's probably guys with abs in the race, but
I mean, it's like—is that not like a mud run, obstacles?
If it's yes, there yeah, is I've, usually I've a mud.
Yeah,
yeah. I've there's usually a mud run part of it. Okay,
most
so,
fun I've ever had outside was
they put six, they put Joel in an iron bull and push him across.
So, hey, don't let your wife hear that.
No, she right. was kidding. I did a 6K mud run with
right.
39 obstacles. It was so fun. It was the right. best. It was. If I got hypothermia, it was 39 or 41 right. degrees. It went start. We started at 6:30 in the morning.
See,
there's so much nope in that sentence.
Right.
It was so
see,
fun, though.
Okay, so what a Spartan race is, and the Spartan race, it's actual, you know, Spartan.com. It's a 5K. Well, they do different distances, okay?
Affiliate link is in the show notes.
5K. I would do 5K, and you have the 5K has 20 different obstacles. You can't do an obstacle. You do 30 burpees. So, I would really want to attempt every obstacle I could do because burpees suck. And I could do 30 burpees. That's not a problem. It's just I don't want to do multiple sets of 30 burpees and run the 5K.
I was in much better shape, of course, when I did this. And
younger, you were much younger.
Well, no, I was 50. So
how old are you now?
I'll be 59 in September.
Then you were younger.
I was younger, but I wasn't young.
Yes.
I was 50. Anyway, the last obstacle was this rope ladder. When you call it a ladder, it's much wider.
Right.
So it's like the marine thing. You know what I'm talking about? This is rope ladder.
Basically, a rope net.
Yeah, and it's like 40 foot tall.
Right.
You throw yourself over the other side and come down. But that was the last one, and I was shaking. I mean, just from exhaustion.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was in danger of falling off.
Oh, yeah.
It was that bad, but it was so fun.
See, the rope. See the ropes I would have problems with. I could do the crawl under the barbed wire. That's not the big deal. Maybe the monkey bars. But, you know, it's like the idea of having to do 30 burpees if I can't do a certain thing, it sucks.
Well, they had
I kind of want to do a rope climb.
They had fire trucks with the fire hoses. I mean, squirting
yes.
you as you tried to make your way up this giant PVC
yes.
pipe. It was so much. I mean, you were going through water chin deep. You had to go under. It was awesome. It was.
And obviously, you want to wear your oldest pair of shoes.
Oh yeah, and you want to duct tape them on your feet too. If you don't, you'll lose them. I mean,
yeah, going so through fun. Mud and stuff like that, I imagine you would.
And I wore compression sleeves up to my knees because of there were briars. I mean, in places,
look,
it was awesome.
If I wanted to do crap like that, I'd have stayed my happy ass in the military.
I was gonna say, yeah. So I'm thinking about it. I did say I actually put my name down and paid because, you know.
Oh, you'll have a ball, Joe.
Yeah, we'll see where I'm at come next spring. You know, maybe. You know, we'll see.
I mean, I wouldn't mind entering a weightlifting competition.
There you go.
But like I said, slow and controlled.
Yeah, the one I did, the mud run, is it a team thing. There's teams of four, so it was me and my wife and this other couple.
And if I did join a weightlifting competition, it sure as shit wouldn't be a powerlifting competition because I've seen how those guys do the bench press, and that's
right.
not even a joke. Let's move our chest. That counts as a rep.
No. Yeah. So it's the sprint. This sprint is, well, I don't know if it starts lower, but the sprint for the May 17th/18th Spartan 5K here in Ohio is $128. And like I said, I ain't ready to do it this year. Maybe next year. We'll see. We'll see. I would not do the 10K version. That's just insane. Or the Beast. Or the Ultra. The Ultra is 50K with 60 obstacles. Yeah, no.
Yeah, this one is it was the only one around. It was the only one I've ever done. Like I said, it was 39 obstacles, and in a 6K, that's too many. I mean, you're right. Running very little, and you're spending most of your time doing these things.
Yep. Now there is another one similar to that, but it's not as bad and not timed. I'm looking back on my feed. I should have that one. I want to say it might be called Bud Race, I think. Anywho, I'm switching away my coffee from the Keurig to Nespresso Virtuo. I just bought one over the last weekend.
So you're still not making it a pot at a time?
No, I can't. Well, I might have two cups over the course of the day. You know, like today I had one in the morning. Actually, might have had two this morning, and then one in the afternoon. But
I'm still caffeine free.
I'm not.
Shut up. No way. No way. I could never stop.
I've done this twice, and both times, for me at least, I am less cranky during the day. Not that I'm
I get in... more cranky.
What's the fun of being less cranky?
it's not right? necessarily fun for me. It's fun for everybody around me.
No.
You can get it. I'm not advocating you do it, but you can get it out of your system in 48 hours. And the thing about caffeine I need it, you know, when I was consuming caffeine, I needed it every hour. I mean, it's like it goes through your system so fast, and you just got to have for me, I had just had to have more. I mean, I was on it all day long.
Right. I mean, I'll have coffee in the morning. Sometimes an energy drink. Like this morning, I had an energy drink on the way to the gym.
As I'm staring at four cases of energy drinks.
Do you have that many?
Yes.
Which ones?
Oh, G Fuel, Bang, Ashok. And Monster Rosa. Don't ask me the flavors. We just got them today.
I have Ghost mostly. Ghost Peach and Welch's Grape. I have Orange Sunrise First Form. I have Blue Raspberry First Form. And I don't know if I have Screaming Freedom yet in the mini fridge. It's all the way on the other side. I can't look in it right now.
I was never an energy drink person. I mean, I've had Mountain Dew used to make one called Amp. That was and that stuff had said so much niacin in it. You would turn red after you have one.
Well, it's like Surge should have been called an energy drink.
Yes.
But I did have a Bang when they first came out. I saw them in a convenience store.
They're delicious.
And I grabbed one. It's the only one they had. I don't know why I grabbed this one. But it's not something I would have picked. I think it was the only one they had. I want to say that because I would have never picked this. And I think it was cotton candy. It was absolutely awful.
Oh, that's vile.
That was awful.
Yeah, that one's vile.
I just stick with nice, natural diet Dr. Pepper.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got a blackberry one right now because they had a great sale last week. Blackberry, I have blackberry, cherry, diet Dr. Pepper, not the zero one, and 112 is the strawberry.
I have this sparkling ice starburst strawberry.
I have tried a couple of them.
They're pretty good. flavored sparkling water.
Yep.
And my daughter drinks flavored sparkling water, and
I do too.
It's I hate them. I mean, in her words, it tastes like static, and somebody shouted the word strawberry from across the room. I mean, it's.
They wave, yeah. That's yeah. Depends which one you get. Liquid Death is not like that. Yeah, at all.
She. I forget what she drinks, but
La Croix.
No, not it's. I can't remember the name, but she gets the blackberry limeade and the cherry limeade, and she's made me drink, you know, a sip. It's just like they just ruined water. I love water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just without flavor.
Yeah, that's right. Liquid Death brought out a Dr. Death, which is supposed to be like Dr. Pepper.
It's not.
Nah, I would agree. It's not. It tastes like Dr. Pepper if it was weak as shit.
Not about the money.
Killer Cola and the root beer one. I've tried the Killer Cola. I've not tried the root beer one. But...
What happened?
All right.
Did your tongue run out?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, my goodness. What? Have you watched Daredevil Born Again yet?
Not yet.
Most of it. I think I'm one episode off from finishing it.
Have you watched it, Dan?
I just watched the 8th episode today, and tomorrow will hopefully be the final episode.
So I'm up to 7.
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it very much. I kind of wish it was longer than 9 episodes, but we'll see how the 9th one plays out. It's been a lot of fun. I guess Andor started this week, season 2?
Yep.
Did you watch that, Dave?
I did not. I didn't watch season 1.
I heard about that.
I heard it's great.
I'll tell you what. Did you see Rogue One?
Yeah.
I couldn't get into it.
Oh, what? Rogue One was awesome. That's the last good Star Wars movie I saw.
That was the only good Star Wars movie.
Like, it has exactly. An all set up and everything. It's pretty.
Yeah, Rogue One was flat out awesome.
How could you not? The best Star Wars Andor, that movie, is. You couldn't get into it.
Rogue One, I did watch.
You didn't
No, 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 no. Rogue One was fine. Andor, I couldn't get into.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I loved Andor.
But you heard about Starfighter, right?
Which character was that in
Star Wars? Starfighter. Have you heard about that yet?
Oh, wait.
Like nobody. It's a new movie. It's supposed to be post second or third trilogy.
Well, thank God. I will watch that with I want them to continue. I don't want any more
Skywalker crap.
I don't want any more of what Skywalker. The hell took place between the first two movies.
Palpatine.
Let's move on already. No more Jedi.
And the Grogu Mandalorian and Grogu movie too.
I don't.
That might be good.
Go somewhere else. Go away from the Skywalkers in that universe. Let's have some fun. Sick of them. They ruin everything. Thanks, Dave.
I don't know if I outgrew it or if it's just a second-hand embarrassment I got watching Princess Leia space float. It was awful. I was actually embarrassed for the movie makers sitting in that dark theater watching her float from one spaceship to another. That was That was awful.
Now, here's my question. Was Leia supposed to survive that trilogy, but because Carrie Fisher passed away?
It's like they said, we got to do something to celebrate her. So,
well, it's like what happened to Chadwick Boseman in Black Panther. It's like,
right.
Oops.
Well, I don't know, because like that kind of, they killed the actors that are alive, and the one that passed away was the one they were going right. to let live, and that was like, wow, what the hell?
Right.
I'm not into Star Wars. I'm into Star Trek.
Yeah.
Not like Star
Strange
Trek.
Strange New Worlds says hitting soon. I think in June. I think.
What is that about? I saw a trailer for that. Is that
Strange
just retelling
New,
them
Strange
in different...
New Worlds? It.
Star Wars movie.
No, it is what it is. It's between Enterprise and the original series. All right, so it's a Captain Pike, who's captain of the Enterprise, and Spock is the science officer. So he's still in it. But then they got a whole host of other characters. Uhura's in it.
Is it
doing what she's
universe
been doing,
thing?
But she was like an ensign instead of a lieutenant.
No,
it's a retelling.
Pike,
it's not
Pike,
a retelling.
Pike
it's
was the captain before
Kirk. He was the captain before Kirk, right.
There was even an episode he was the pilot. He was the guy in the pilot. And then there was an episode where they explained what happened to him, where he went poof.
Was it the menagerie? Was that the name of it?
Something like that.
Maybe. I know... James T. Kirk has been in Strange New Worlds as a lieutenant.
But is Strange New Worlds a reboot of the universe, or is it what? How does it fit into the rest?
It's a revisiting, like Joel said. It's between Enterprise and the original
series. Square between Star Trek Enterprise and the original series. That's where it's at.
In the Roddenberry verse.
In the Roddenberry verse, yes. Not in the J.J. Abrams verse.
Well, they can't go very far, right? I mean, wasn't that the whole point of Star Trek?
They're
if
not
they
really
go further before they had Star Trek, then what's the point of Star Trek?
But before they had Star Trek, they had Enterprise.
Yeah, they had
Enterprise. They've done that.
But Enterprise,
Enterprise
like,
was the NX-01.
Right, but I mean...
The Enterprise NX-01 was the first Warp 5 capable starship.
So they're not going to go any earlier than that.
No.
That's what I love about Star Trek is you could literally just pick a point in the timeline. With new characters or old, I mean, depending on the time, it had to be new characters.
Yeah, and they are working on the Starfleet.
They just visit places, and you can do so much with that.
They are working on a Starfleet Academy series too. It's going to be it's going to be in the century that Discovery ended with.
Oh, I figured it was going to be run by Will Wheaton.
No, no, it's got Tilly from Discovery is in it. She's like one of the instructors at
well,
the new
Starfleet.
Why
wouldn't you want
Academy.
Wesley Crusher in it?
Well, he's with the Traveler, man. Actually, I don't even know if he's with that because he was in season 2 of Picard.
Probably for like 10 seconds.
That was that long. Season 1 and 2 are kind of trash of Picard, but season 3 was awesome.
I liked them all.
Yeah, it depends on, I mean, they all had their charm, I'll say that. But season 3 was the best of all three.
There you go, Dave.
I mean, in fact, I just watched like the last two episodes of Picard like last week again because they're so good.
The first series?
Where they bring
the
out
first season?
The
first season of Picard?
The season 3 of
Picard. Oh.
The first season of Picard was with the different androids.
Is every season of Picard ending some kind of existential threat to the universe?
It's
because that would get stale.
Pretty much.
What about this, Dave? Would you watch Star Trek Failures where it's a 15 episode season and every three episodes is new people, but they all die at the end?
Yeah,
so then they have to go on to the next one.
I'd watch that.
Hey,
yeah.
Just call
spoiler
mistakes.
You got to watch Lower Decks. Lower Decks was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've seen one episode.
Lower Decks. I couldn't get into Lower Decks. Couldn't get in.
It's not the routine.
Same thing
right?
with Prodigy. I couldn't get into Prodigy.
If it doesn't follow the formula, you don't like it.
But not necessarily.
Is that an animation?
Yeah.
Because Picard didn't follow the formula. Prodigy and Lower Decks are, yeah. Prodigy has Captain Janeway.
It's all on Paramount, right? Captain?
Well, she's a hologram.
It's all on Paramount, right?
Yeah, Paramount Plus. Yes.
But that's how they could fix everything.
It's on Paramount Plus.
They could just Doctor Who the whole thing. You know, just make every captain a hologram. That way you could just replace them. Like, you're like, oh, I'm sick of wearing this body. And then they just replace them. And it's just the Doctor.
They've done similar. They've rebooted the entire everything and gone back in time and retconned crap and everything else.
They don't have to do that anymore. They just keep going forward. Just hologram that captain back in there. It's well, who would replace?
Well, they had that alien species that the symbiotic species from Deep Space Nine that they just moved it from one host to another. The Trill. He said that like, oh my god, he didn't remember that Trill. I wasn't a big DS9 fan.
Well, the Trill existed in the Next Generation too.
Wasn't a problem with DS9 is it was Star Trek, but they didn't go anywhere. Everything just came to them.
No.
It started out that way.
It started out that way, but then they got the Defiant, which was essentially a battleship, and they had the Dominion War.
Well, see, I didn't watch it, so there we go.
So you could just have Dave a captain that was a Trill and just have it switch bodies.
Yeah.
I like the Doctor.
That's yeah, there's exactly, that too. We're back to the Doctor.
That's
again.
Exactly see, now, what Dan said.
Now here's the real spoiler alert for Dan. The Picard that was in season 3 was actually Android Picard. Seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was an Android Picard.
He died in season 2. The one we know died in season 2, and they moved his brain, his engrams into a android body that ages. So basically he will still age.
They're because, doing it know, wrong. They had the opportunity to doctor him. Just put him in another body. Continue that series on.
So it's basically the same thing.
Don't
that,
give the idea to Doctor, retcon Picard.
What was
come
it?
On.
Nguyen Sung did with his wife.
Yeah.
Who the hell's that?
That's the creator of Data.
Data.
Oh. And Lore.
And Lore.
Oh, okay.
And B4.
You got it, Dave? You taking these notes?
I remember some of this.
See, now what I want to know is...
That was season 2 of Picard, wasn't it? Or was that 1? I don't know what he's talking about.
Season 2 is where that happened. Yeah. But in season 3, we find out that Worf destroyed the Enterprise E somehow. They don't say how, but
look, he's not the first one to destroy an Enterprise. Okay,
well, truth. That's why they had to get the D out of mothballs because the Prime Directive made them go get the saucer section of the Enterprise D from Viridian 3. And then Geordi fixed it up, of course, because he was Commodore and the guy over the Fleet Museum, which had, like, the HMS Bounty from Star Trek IV, the Enterprise A, the Voyager, basically any starship that was at all part of the Star Trek universe was at Fleet Museum in Season 3 of Picard.
All right.
Yeah.
This Star Trek recap.
has to come to an end because we got to close the show.
Yeah, yep. Star Trekking across the universe.
So while you're not Star Trekking or popping suppositories, make sure you go on over to Hacker Public Radio, especially for episode 4,357, which is a short introduction by Murph. If you hadn't had enough Murph here, he's over there too. Get your Murph in.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to waste an entire minute and a half of your time.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So hopefully we'll hear more. We'll hear some from Joel. Joel?
Yeah, and, I ought to do it. It'll be fun.
And there you go. All right, here you promo. Have a good week. I don't know if you guys are going to try and do something next week. I won't be here. So it can just be 2 weeks. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
The answer is no.
All right, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Here you go.
I am short.
Oh my God. It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? With my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
All right. Thank you, Murph.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks
glad
for having
to
me.
Have you.
Yep.
Nobody was thanking you, Dave Yates. You know what? Actually, how's your wife doing? How's that recovering?
A little better every day. She actually, her and a good friend of hers went out to eat today, and she did a little bit of shopping. So
she came back. That's good.
Yeah, she's been working jigsaw puzzles with her mom. She's getting out a little bit more every day. So we're going to the beach in 2 weeks. So I won't see you for 3 weeks, Dan. But she's dreading that. But she's doing fine.
Awesome. Did she bring you anything back when she bring you back something to eat when she was out?
She brought me some cheese and caramel popcorn.
Well, good for you. You got something out of the deal.
Yeah, I got something.
Good. You got a little something there. Glad to hear that.
She's doing good. She's down to one oxy a day. So she was taking that every 6 hours. She's taking one every 24 now. And she's weaning herself off of that. So right now it's just Tylenol and ibuprofen.
Pain pills, huh?
And I think May 6th we go back to the surgeon and hopefully they'll start some more therapy.
Nice. I think I told you guys last week I got my new trail runners, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't worn them on trail yet because my old ones ain't wore out yet. I need to break them in. I might wear them to boot camp tomorrow or just to church some Sunday and just do a little walking around in them and then put them up until my sevens are wore out. I'm glad I got the smaller size, though, because
what is Garmin Plus doing for me that the current one isn't?
Well, there are, like, badges that you can only earn when you're on the Plus. It has an AI thingy. They call it Active Intelligence. So, like, if I go in there and, I did, like, my treadmill this morning. Let's see if I screenshotted it. The bad thing is you have to screenshot it. Or, like, yeah, this morning, like, when I woke up and looked at the Garmin Connect, it says, "Good morning. Your battery level is moderate, suggesting you have a decent amount of energy to start your day. Your sleep score indicates you had a fair night's rest. Keep in mind that your HRV status is unbalanced," and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it does that kind of evaluation. So
I can pay $0 and not get AI involved in my phone?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, think of all you're missing out, Murph.
Well, there are other things too, like when
another thing to nag at you.
Well, that's true too, but yeah, there's a deal like where when you're tracking an indoor workout, say you're doing strength training, right? You can go and look right at the phone, and like adjust things like weights and sets.
Dave doesn't do strength training.
Well, I know that. That's obvious.
Yeah, but I'm usually bike riding, so if I look down at the phone to adjust anything, I'm probably going to die.
Yeah, you're dead, man.
Yeah, that's the internal. It's like
The only thing I look down at the phone for when I'm biking is the speed.
Right, and it's indoor stuff on that live track thing. But for like, for example, for biking and running and all that, when you log into the web page, you can get a specifically tailored web page to the exercise of the Garmin Connect Plus. It's like $7 a month. I might do a month or two. The first month's free. I don't know. We'll have to see if I get
like
much exercise. Yeah. 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 Right. Yeah. I'll have to see if I get any, because I'm doing it mostly because I want to write about it.
Well, that's a different story, but personally, my workout is customized to not getting run over. So I get plenty of workout in an interactive format already.
Speaking of that.
Yeah, because drivers are dicks.
Oh. They are. Open, that's like when, although today I made an exception. Usually I wear my Open Connect or my Open Shocks when I'm outside walking or on a trail so they can hear what the hell's going wrong with me, going around me, I should say. But today I did not. I just wore my cheapo earbuds just because I didn't feel like I didn't feel like going upstairs to get my Open Shocks. It would have been sitting at my desk all week so far.
Get a cigarette break and then we'll go back in with your tongue.
Even though I can do that.
What
the
hell was that?
That's his, that's Joe's wife.
What are we doing with your tongue?
I'm sipping a Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar. That's pretty good stuff. They had Kroger's had the buy two get three free sale last week, so I kind of stocked up. But
holy moly!
Oh wait, how did you get on Kroger when we were talking about Joe's tongue?
Because I just drank a pop. I'm drinking a pop. That's why.
You just made me think of Joe's tongue, man.
my USB disconnected, so I have no idea what you guys were saying for the last couple of minutes.
That's okay. It wasn't important.
Or we're wondering what your wife was doing with your tongue. That. What's your wife doing with your tongue?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would. That's why I'm asking. I'm asking for
Dave. Would you like to know? It's Doma, man.
I'm
you
asking for Dave.
There you go.
Hey, Joel's the one calling Joe Pop.
Yeah.
Joel wants to drink you, Joe.
He is a pop.
Drink you down like a tall glass
Joe Pop.
Of pop.
Joe Pop.
You can fill them with your chair. All right.
Yes.
Dave, what show is it?
What the hell's going on with this show already?
I know.
You're late, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to be here next week.
Okay.
I won't be here the week after that.
Well, you know what?
That matters.
Where the hell are you going next week?
I'll be close to you, Dave. I'll be down in South Carolina because my brother-in-law's birthday.
Brigantine.
Okay.
No, South Carolina. That's...
Sorry, the wrong way. Sorry.
Yes, absolutely the wrong way.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? We were up. I passed two Weisses this week, and I didn't stop.
Oh, nice. Weekend.
I didn't stop in. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I haven't been to one of those since last summer.
As soon as I popped, I'm like, this is the furthest south I've ever seen a Weiss, and I'm like, man, I should stop and get some birch beer, as Murph would say,
if
right?
If they have it.
There you go. That's exactly it.
If they have it. They'd probably have the Weiss version of it.
That's what I'm saying. The Weiss is, that's what Murph is always talking about. He's saying that's the best birch beer money could buy.
Well, that's the
Join
white
us.
One. That's the white birch beer, right?
I don't know. Diet white birch beer. It's awesome.
I'm sure. Birch beer period's awesome. I even like the Pennsylvania Dutch one too. So man,
yeah.
I gotta go down. The closest I can get that is down at Jungle Jim's the night driving down there right this weekend.
All right, let's start the show. That's 1096. Yeah.